This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Awesome. I have to segue out of that. Welcome in on a beautiful Thursday. Colin Mann and Mike here with you. I don't know if Rico's sickened or entertained. He's just shaking his head, Roberto.
We are on the 2:30.
Okay, then. Here's where we want to start. You know, yesterday we came on following the Tiger game, and we just got into it. And yesterday was really the crowning glory of an embarrassing season, a 13-0 bombing, where the team largely, they didn't try. You don't have one pitch at bats if you're trying. And in the time between we got off the air at 6 and then, you know, Stoney and Jansen doing their thing in the morning, Doug and Scott doing their thing in the midday, there's a lot of passion here for the Tigers. There's a passion that, frankly, we haven't seen. I think yesterday represented a bit of a breaking point for a lot of people. And then something else happened. So I was ready to come in today and just do the topic that if – yesterday didn't break Chris Illich to make a move, then what will? But luckily for me, FanGraphs, which I'm a big fan of, put out an expansive piece on the Tigers. Now, we are going to do an Alavila Sucks Blitz powered by FanGraphs later on in the day. But the Tigers' offense is on pace to be the worst offense in the integration era. Okay, translation, black people were allowed to play, 1947. But man, then you do some digging. And I thought about it in terms like this. Even if someone like Chris Illich, who is Lord Business from the Lego movie, if he only cares about the money, think about handing Al Avila the ability to increase this payroll by $47 million. That's the equivalent of handing a baby a machine gun or a jar of wet paint. And you allow him to spend, i.e. light, $47 million of your money on fire. And the $47 million equates to Eduardo Rodriguez, who is now on the restricted list and stunk beforehand, Harvey Baez, because we don't call, he doesn't deserve to be called Javi. He's Harvey. Harvey Baez, who's trash. Mike Pineda's dead. Austin Meadows got vertigo and has no homers. Andrew Chafin forgot how to pitch. Literally, it's the latest example of a game I like to play called Al Avila Doesn't Understand How to Spend Money.com. So if 13-0 and getting swept by the White Sox didn't break you, if being 24-38 didn't break you, if your park being empty doesn't break you, if getting booed on the field doesn't break you, if managing one of the most mismanaged urban planning phases in history, District Detroit, doesn't break you, maybe watching your GM who you gave a Matt Millen extension to in the summer of 19, watching him light $47 million of your money on fire might break you. It is never been more crystal clear in the history of this town that a general manager should be fired than today. And again, Matt Millen was an easy call. Bob Quinn was an easy call. Dumars at the end, easy call.
Now, Millen, I think this feels a lot like Millen, but we all were just saying, why is he coming back? Why is he still here? What has he done?
Could a human being?
Because at least with Joe Dumars, you could go back and say at the time, well, they did win a title, you know, 5 years ago. What? Seriously? We're about to. I thought we had a practice rebuild for 7 years. The real rebuild comes next year.
No, it doesn't. Oh. And this is where I actually think the Tigers, basically Chris Illich is old man Ford. That's really what we're looking at. You just have a buddy running the team. You just have a company man running the team. You're overly loyal. The losing doesn't even hurt anymore. And you just sit there. I mean, think about it. If Chris Illich had any pride, he would never allow this. I've been talking about Al Avila being fired for the better part of 4 years. But for Chris Illich to literally take the field the other day in his house, Comerica Park is his. And largely, this is his family's city. Mm-hmm. Okay, they've gotten rich off Detroit. I don't want to hear about how they are these unbelievable philanthropists. Okay, the bottom line is they've gotten rich off of us. And the city is bent over backwards to keep them happy. And LCA is that...
that whole Fox district? Oh, yeah.
Right. And again, all the buildings they've owned for years and did nothing with because eventually they were going to build an arena when they got a bigger sweetheart deal. Well, right. Okay.
Yeah, I think Kenny pays more taxes.
Right. Okay. So, great. You're overlord of parking lots and buildings that do nothing. The point is, none of that broke him. He took that field and got booed by his customer base. Booed. A normal, well-adjusted human being, that hurts. That bothers them. That keeps you up at night. I don't care how much money you have. I've always said that it doesn't matter how much you have in this life. If people don't respect you, that should bother you. That should hurt. That should make you question the way you've done things.
I think I like how you put that. Respect you, because people are not going to like you simply because of your last name. People are not going to like you because you're tall, you're short, you're black, you're white, whatever. You're Hispanic. But respect is different. You cannot like somebody.
And respect them.
But I still respect them.
I hate Steph Curry. I respect him to infinity.
Right.
There's a difference.
It is.
So it just, I want to hear from you, the people, on this. I mean, literally, what is it going to take to move the needle with Chris Illich? I think we are at a point right now as a community, as a radio show, as a radio station, as a fan base, you've got to start asking yourself, if 24-38 in year 7 of a rebuild doesn't move the needle, if operating the worst offense since black people were allowed to play the sport doesn't move the needle, being booed in your own living room doesn't move the needle, an empty park doesn't move the needle, and letting your general manager soak $47 million of your money in kerosene and then light it on fire in the nude in front of you doesn't move the needle, what will?
Yeah.
Because my answer will be nothing.
Along with every person you've ever traded with goes on and gets better when they leave here.
Correct. And look, here's the bottom line. If Chris cared enough, which I don't believe he does, if Chris cared enough, you could tap people within Major League Baseball to give you their opinion, their counsel, their advice. Not a single human being is going to say Al Avila is doing a good job. And I'm telling you this Fangraphs piece, and you can go read the entirety of it, but you can let us do the work for you. We're going to do the blitz around it. It paints a picture that money's not going to save you. What Al's done to this franchise is really, it's Matt Millen. I want to know if you've come to that realization. I want to know if you have an answer for me.
And this year could be the 0-16 year.
It feels
the equivalent.
That way. I mean, just to put it into context, Rico's Atlanta Braves have won 14 games in a row. And in those 14 games, they've hit 35 home runs. The Tigers have 31 as a team all year.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't even have to try at this point to point out the futility. So I want to hear from the people. 248-539-9797. And if you are an Al Avila defender, I'll bump you to the front of the line. I mean, guys, I think we're dealing with an owner. It's just very clear. And you know what? People can say, well, he cares about the wings. Does he? Iserman is bulletproof. Iserman is Teflon. The only reason Steve is here is because you're going to leave me alone or I won't be here.
Mm-hmm.
So really, does Chris care about District Detroit? Sure doesn't look like it. Does Chris care about his baseball team? Sure doesn't look like it. And the hockey team's on autopilot because he's got a king running it.
Well, he was at least smart enough to say, I'm going to bring him back. And I do think it was, I'm coming. But once again, the next time I see you on the ice, we're hoisting the trophy.
Call me for the photo op.
And right. You know what? Call the burner phone. Don't call my real phone.
Right.
Call my assistant's phone.
I mean, David, when I bring up all these things and I say to you, 13-0, 24-38, the $47 million lit on fire, a looming trade deadline. If none of these things move Chris, nothing will, right?
I don't see it moving because it should move him.
So he's now. So he's old man Ford.
There should be a move. I'm not saying necessarily it should have been something last night after the team meeting or whatever, but something needed to be done, and something needs to be done now. And for there to be no action and no, you know, hint of action is a problem. Because it should have been done.
Well, and I think the most incredible thing of all is flip the script on this. If someone in Olympia were as bad at their job as Al Avila, would Chris keep them employed? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So why is it acceptable for the baseball team? If you actually care, if you actually have pride.
Mike, if Chris's landscapers were as bad as Al.
Oh, my.
He wouldn't let them continue to cut the grass for 7 years. Think of it like that.
Okay, that just makes me sad.
But yeah.
It's true.
I told you, you know, don't cut this area. Well, why did you chop down that tree? I thought it looked better. He would not let this man stick around for 7 years and continue to just butcher his lawn.
Much less give them an extension.
Right.
Remember, Al Avila, in the darkness of night, a.k.a. anytime after 6 p.m., received the contract extension over 4th of July weekend in 2019.
The biggest news drop day. Yeah. News dump day. Do it on the 4th because everybody's on a boat on vacation.
You're 3 years later and 7 years total into a rebuild. Do you understand what you have to show for it? How many times do I have to go on the air and tell you what you have to show for it? Don't say Spencer Torkelson. He's terrible. It doesn't mean he will be terrible, but I'll tell you right now, this is very, very concerning. Don't say Riley Green. You don't know if Riley Green can play. And how do I justify that comment? Simple. Spencer Torkelson.
I don't see the bell, but
you have Tarek Skubal, who's fabulous. Okay, one. Casey Mize is dead. Matt Manning's pitched like 5 innings this year. Alex Fiedo might be okay. Bo Brisky's a 27th round miracle. What else you got? Jackson Jobe, you're not going to see him until 2025. What do you got? Who's coming to help you? Who's down on the farm after 7 years? Ready? 7 free agency cycles, 7 trade deadlines, 7 drafts. Who you got? What do you got for me?
Das Cameron.
Like I said. Akil Badu, what are you doing to my car?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.